Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference of ClearSale, where we'll discuss the results of the first quarter of 2024. All the participants are connected as listeners. To make a question, you can just send it through the chat, which is located on the left-hand side of the screen, and later that will be answered in the Q&A area. It's being transmitted by internet via webcast. The recording will be available at the website of IR of the company at the address ri.clearsale. Presentation of the slides, as well as in the site of the CVM. Before continuing, I would like to clarify that any declarations that may be made during this conference about the perspectives of business are based on the current expectations of the management. These expectations are subject to changes due to the macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. Future considerations are not guarantees of performance, involve risks and uncertainties in premises because they refer to future events, depending on things that may or may not happen. The conditions of the industry, general economic conditions, and other factors can affect the results of the future of the company and may differ materially from those expressed in these future considerations. With us today, we have Eduardo Mônaco, CEO of ClearSale, Alexandre Mafra, CFO, and Hernan Ikemoto, Director of Investor Relations. First, Mr. Mônaco will make comments, and he will make comments about the financial results of ClearSale. After that, they will both be available together with Hernan to answer any questions that you may have. So now I'm going to pass it over to Eduardo Mônaco. Mônaco, please go ahead. Thank you. Welcome to one more, and we will, in this call, we will be talking about the first quarter of 2024. I wanted to mention that we, at the end of the year, we published the strategy that we're going to use, that we are partners, and we work together with our expertise to resolve cases of fraud in any market, in any type of payment. So all of the investments and efforts of the company during the last few quarters have been done to drive that these strategy be successful, so that we can make it viable more and more in the creation of new products, diversification in our base, and more importantly, the entrance into new segments, which would be impossible without all of the technological modernization that ClearSale has done during the recent years. How do we do this? First of all, through our strength in data. We're the company that best knows the digital purchasers in Brazil, our park of technological components, which is more and more. Third, through our specialists in fraud, able to combine all of our components to help to attend each demand of each segment, of each moment, of each one of our partners. Internally, we continue focused on the diversification of our business, whether it be the diversification of our revenue from our clients, the diversification of products, the simplification of our structure and our processes, to be able to more and more agility to deliver value to our clients. Principle that we're a company that's more and more scalable and seeking profitability, which you're going to see in this in relation to the first quarter of last year. All of this permits us to be in the entire journey of our clients since the first moment when the cybernetic threats, when you sign up a seller or a partner, a company in your system, ClearSale has solutions for that. When you have to do the onboarding of your clients and the identity with a digital identity or any other component, ClearSale has numerous solutions for that. Credit is an important avenue for growth of ClearSale, democratizing the access to credit for the population through the positive consumption and where we came from and where we're going. Not just in new segments of e-commerce, but also creating for the entire process of transaction through the issuers, Pix, or other banks. And we go until the final end of the chain, and a classification and seeking to that these questions can be raised by questions that are have no basis. You will see more and more in the market our campaign and our new positioning, which is demonstrated. We're going to see more and more that it's dynamic and that it's the frauds. And that's why more and more it's necessary that we anticipate these frauds and the bad actors of criminals and evolve always Gnosis technologies to combat fraud. And that's why nothing is better than a company that's been doing this for 20 years and our new signature of ClearSail, one step ahead in information and fraud and in credit risks. And to my first speech, I'd like to reinforce our priorities for 2024. These important fundamentals, so that we have a company more and more focused on the generation of cash and value for our clients and partners in the medium term. And for that, we need to grow with cash flow, cash generation. This year, we're going to be able to make new sales, healthy sales with operability, and gain focus on the management of net cash. The whole company has been with the company's the commitments that we have with our investments. I would like to invite Alexandrina to enter into some details about the results of the first quarter of 2020. Thank you, Monica. Thank you. We're going to now go to the results of 2023. These are the indicators, the operating, give more details about our, we made several investments in systems during 2023. We had an opening of the indicators, operational indicators, at a much higher level of detail, especially in churn and new sales. In relation to churn, we started to incorporate the international market. In this way, the company maintained the indicator under control in the first quarter of 24 at a level of 2.6%, which means a lifetime, theoretical lifetime, 39 years. We can say that based on the churn rate, which is international, leaving the level of 23.4% in 23 to 4.3% in first quarter of 24. Logo underneath that, we closed the quarter with 7,092 clients, active clients, 75% doing transactional in Brazil, 21% international, and 4% in application fraud. Comparing this to the same period of last year, we had a net loss of 240 clients, explained by the process of sanitization of our base, blocking massive non-payment after Black Friday, and the process of consolidation and the company's cleaning of our international base. In relation to MRR, for the calculation of this indicator, segregate the new sales into a recurring and monthly sales. The one, batch consults, two, contracts in lots and without any provision for consumption, and consultations of in the cleaning of the base. Our sales was 3.7 million in the first quarter. Of course, by the performance of the MRR of new sales and transactional in Brazil, and the MRR of new sales recurring non-monthly in application fraud. The MRR of new sales in Brazil was 1 million reais, a growth of 102.6% compared to the previous year. In international transactions, it was 0.3 million, growth of 33.5%. Finally, application fraud, we had 2.4 million of MRR in new sales, growth of 55.5%. against the same period of last year. We also bring a concept which was very interesting for gross sales, which reflected in our results and our accounting results. In the first quarter, we had new sales recognized with growth of 71.4%, where transactional in Brazil was 106%. 63.5%, application fraud of 73.1%. This concept is very good to accompany our revenue and the impact on new sales during the current year. Going to slide 11, we're going to talk about our net revenue. The consolidated net revenue in the first quarter was 111.6, a reduction of 10.4% in relation to the first quarter of 23, a reduction of 16.4% in relation to the quarter, the past quarter, remembering the seasonal effect of Black Friday and Christmas. In the first quarter, our revenue was 63.7, an annual fall off of 14.1% explained by the process of componentization and repositioning of solution, the tendency of GMV and our sales and our reduction of our dependence on large retailers. When we look at the revenue from the large marketplaces, the growth was 4.2%. This was a process had important effects on the reduction of the dependence of large retailers and the increase of our exposure to those that have no, don't have, are so dependent on cyclical growth. We also had a sale which is very much focused on new components. In international transactional, had revenue of 15.1 million reais and a fall of 16.4% in reais and 12.2% in dollars. The fall, annual fall, is based on the variation, exchange rate variation, and the cleaning of the base of clients. In application fraud, our revenue was 33 million in the first quarter of 24, a growth of 5.4% and an annual growth of 1.2%. We should point out that the componentization and redesign of products, basic clients for our clients, helped us to have an increase of 48.5% in the volume of consultations when compared to the first quarter of 23. In this graph, we can see the recapture of various plans, the costs and expenses of ELP reached 115.3 million, a fall of, importantly, a fall of 23 million hands, or 16.6%, 6.4 million in a fall of 5.2%. As a result of everything that we looked at, we had a net margin, a gross margin of 29.6 and 42.5%, with a gross margin of 40.8% in the first quarter of 24. Additionally, our gross profit was 45.5 million, 45.5 million, an increase, annual increase of 1.8 million. The EBITDA margin in Brazil reached 1.7%, while our international margin had an improvement of 41.3%. In the first quarter, our EBITDA was negative in 3.7 million, an improvement of 10 million reais compared to the same period of the previous year. The cash flow, investments, and debt. Going to the cash generation, we had a generation of 29.5 million in the first quarter of 24. Below that, in the cash for investments, we had investments of 12.7 million reais compared to the same period of the previous year. 2.0 million for M&A. 3.7 million, and we had to change our location of our headquarters, and a 7.1 for strategic restructuring, which was done in September of the last year without stopping to invest in technology. On the upper right-hand corner, we closed the first quarter of 24 with a net debt of 17.7 million reais, with an amortization of 7 million on our debt in the first quarter of 24. And finally, I'd like to point out the generation of net cash of 10 million reais for the year, a generation of 2.6 million, finalizing the first quarter with a healthy cash position. The applications were applied in financial applications, totaling 396.8 million, or 379.1 million reais, discounting our gross debt. We think that this is a very important victory for the company, and it's the first time that we have a quarter in which we grew both in gross cash as well as net cash. And now I'm going to talk to Monica, make the wanted to close with four messages. First, due to all the work that we've done over the recent years and quarters, creation of new components, componentization of our solution, it's part of our strategy to be apt to share with the market our new position. And we're doing this, and you will see new messages to the market with more and more information for everyone. What is the new ClearSale and what we're doing in the most modern way at this moment? Second big one is the deleveraging of our company, the stability of our business, whether it be technological or processes, and the profitability consistently improved quarter on quarter. In third place, I wanted to mention the strong advance in new sales, which is one of our priorities for this year, so that we can have healthy growth in our portfolio of clients and sustainable growth in the medium term. We've had numbers which were very interesting in this new sales this year, recognized this year. And finally, no less important, an improvement of 10 million for the year in EBITDA, and principally the generation of 26 million and 30 million of operating cash, reinforcing our commitment to have a company that is more and more prepared to be profitable and grow. I'd like to call you now for the questions and answers, and we're at your service. Thank you.
Thank you, Edu. As he mentioned, that we have now opened our session of questions and answers for investors and analysts. Please, if you want to send your question, just look at the lower left-hand corner, and please put your name, your first and last name, and the company who you represent, so that you can do these questions. And we'll do that right away. We'll answer your questions as quickly as we can.
Since we haven't received any questions, there may be no questions. I'm gonna call for the final considerations. Go ahead. He's muted. Sorry. There you go. Thank you, Felipe. Good day. Good morning to everyone. I wanted to once again thank you all for your presence. Please, forgive me that I'm not present at the company today. I'm in an event in Seattle at Microsoft for something about artificial intelligence. But I wanted to thank you and reinforce our commitment for a year in which we have sought out and demonstrated in this first quarter a strong focus in a journey of diversification, technological, being partners of our clients. And more, we have to grow a sustainable growth generation of cash when we look at the medium to long term of the company. Just want to mention, in this quarter, we're gonna see more and more the publishing of our position of the brand, allied with our strategy, which in this quarter, which will put forward, which will help ClearSale to share all that we've done for many more people. Once again, thank you for your presence, for your attention, and for being with us, Maffra. I think that we're very happy with these results. It's the first quarter in which we have changed this, turned around this tendency of falling, a falloff, and increased revenue, and the transformation that we've been doing during the period. And you can continue to expect this in our results and our cash generation in the next quarter. Okay. So in that case, we're now closing the ClearSale conference. Thank you for participation, and have a good day. Until the next time.